Our special guest this morning is artistic advisor to the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, world-renowned conductor Joanne Falletta, here to talk about this weekend's concert at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Gene.
Once again, you're here to conduct Beethoven's Ninth with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. This is getting to be quite the New Year's tradition.
It is a tradition, and I must tell you, it's a privilege. Every year, this piece surprises me, astonishes me, and I am just so honored to be in the middle of it every single time.
You know, for many listeners, the Beethoven Ninth is, you might say, sacrosanct. They feel it should be saved for special occasions.
In a way, I understand that. You know, and what could be more special than starting a new year? And it's a tradition that is very, very valued in Japan, and we have made it our tradition here, too. And what a great way to begin a year thinking about the brotherhood of all people.
Given the focus of current events, do you find your approach or your feeling for the music to have evolved over the years?
It has. You know, I think when I was conducting it as a student and as a very young conductor, I was amazed by the structure of the music. But I've become more and more astonished and moved by Beethoven's humanity in it now. And I think in the end, Gene, that's what makes his music so extraordinary, his humanity, his sense of the fact that music can change the world, music can change people, that it is a force for good. And I feel that more and more in it, in doing this piece all these times.
No matter how many times we've heard the Ninth, there are special moments that we all anticipate. Are there any such moments for you?
Well, you know, my favorite movement is actually the slow movement that you played. It's, to me, like a hymn. But there is that startling movement when the baritone stands up and says to us, I don't know if all people are aware of what he's saying, he says to us, no, don't play this music. Sing to us of joy. And that was a moment that transformed the music world forever. Mm-hmm. Sing to us of joy. First of all, a voice, a person standing up and singing to the orchestra, really. Astonishing, as if the orchestra really alone couldn't say enough. Beethoven needed to add those voices, and he really changed history with that.
It certainly changed music for me.
Yes.
The Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth. But of course, it varies from listener to listener. You mentioned the slow movement. I once asked a professional musician, mind you, what he thought of the slow movement of Beethoven's Ninth, and he said, you know, I've never really understood it. And yet, at a live performance, this is precisely the moment when couples hold hands and others simply close their eyes. It's almost like being in church.
It is. And we need it after the kind of fierceness of the first movement and then the frenzy of the second movement, this perpetual motion that we love. This kind of sunrise, this beautiful, beautiful melodic dream that he weaves around us.
We're speaking with conductor Joanne Falletta. She'll be conducting the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this January 4th and 5th at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. It will be our annual performance of Beethoven's Choral Symphony. Now, in choosing a coupling for the Beethoven Ninth, you've chosen a work which can certainly stand toe-to-toe with Beethoven, Tchaikovsky's Francesca da Rimini.
That's right. That's right. And it's a piece I love. I hope the audience hasn't heard it recently. I don't think they have. And one of Tchaikovsky's great works, greatest works. Perhaps it's forgotten a little bit because of his symphonies that we hear all the time. Francesca is, for me, one of his most emotional works. You know, he's writing this on the eve of his wedding, which is an unusual thing because the piece is so, it's about love and death. It's about a kind of forbidden love that is doomed from the start. And maybe it's a little prescient because, of course, his marriage did not last very long. But he feels a great empathy for this couple, especially for Francesca, the young woman who finds herself sold in marriage by her father to a terribly cruel man and falls in love with his brother. And she's just a child. And the two of them are innocents in a very real way, and yet Dante discovers them, writes about them in hell because of their sin. So it's something I think that moved Tchaikovsky a great deal, this very sad story of doomed love.
Mm-hmm. It's an extraordinarily intense work.
It is. Oh, it is.
And it should be quite a concert, Joanne. But before you go, I'd like to tell you how much I enjoyed your recent album of Forgotten Treasures. Beyond the superb choice of repertoire, what's really remarkable are these are live, unedited performances.
They are, and we have with our own label in Buffalo, with Beaufleur label, we do live recordings of repertoire that is not on the Naxos label, that we haven't done for Naxos. And I have to give you credit for this, Gene. As I've mentioned to you, you are sort of my guiding star in finding beautiful pieces that many people have never heard or even heard of. And I'm so grateful to you because many of these pieces that I have recorded come directly from your inspiration and our conversations here.
That's good to hear. Joanne, after I don't know how many years, how many decades, you finally announced your retirement as music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic. Does this mean the busiest woman in the music industry is cutting back a little bit?
Well, no, I actually haven't retired from Buffalo. I did retire from the Virginia Symphony.
I did
leave the Virginia Symphony, okay. But I'm staying with Buffalo. In fact, I just signed another contract with them. And this has been, I think, my busiest year that I've ever had because I've done a great deal more guest conducting. And I've been able to come to Hawaii. I think next year I'll be able to come to Hawaii an extra week or two, which will be very much fun for me. So it just gives me a chance to explore really more European conducting, which has been very interesting to me.
So you haven't really cut back on your workload?
Not really. But, I can't really consider it a workload, Gene. As you know, from our mutual love of music, it's fulfilling the dream that I had when I was a little girl. And it's a great privilege to be in the middle of an orchestra. The most wonderful place to be is on that podium with this extraordinary team around you. It's like a force field of energy.
What's the old saying? When you're doing what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
Well, it's the beginning of a new year. Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to?
Well, right now, my mind is totally focused on this weekend. I can't even think beyond that. But we will be doing a number of recordings in Buffalo. We're continuing with Kodai. We're doing a Scriabin recording. We're doing another Schmidt recording. So there's a lot of great music coming up and a lot of guest conducting appearances, too.
Well, we look forward to this weekend, certainly, and all these special things that are coming up in the future. With Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic and orchestras in Europe as well. As always, Joanne, it's a pleasure. And
Thank you, Gene.
A little information on the concert this weekend. It'll be January 4th and 5th, so that's an evening performance at 7:30 and a matinee at 4 p.m. Joanne, it's a pleasure. Come more often.
Thank you.
Come as often as you can.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you and your wonderful listeners.